Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Adrian Watts. I'm one of the leaders of Trinity Church. I'd like to add my welcome to everyone here tonight. We're going to spend a few moments now thinking about the real message of Christmas. And to help get us thinking, we're going to watch a short video. We've just watched this year's Sainsbury's Christmas advert. It tells the stories of the origin of Father Christmas. The story begins with the first ever Sainsbury's store back in 1869. And we're introduced to a young group of chimney sweeps, including the star of the story, a young boy called Nicholas. Unfortunately for the orphan, he is wrongly accused of stealing an exotic clementine that's fallen off the table. Everyone is convinced he's a thief, and he is banished from the city. Rescued by Mrs. Sainsbury, she gives the boy his very own sack of clementines, only for him to return to the children's home and secretly drop them into the socks of his chimney sweep friends. The story ends with the boy, dressed in a red coat and hat, actually turning out to be the young Father Christmas. Now, we show this advert not because this event is sponsored by Sainsbury's. We show it because it's been a bit of a hit this Christmas, and we're going to spend a few minutes thinking about why. It's interesting how in recent years, Christmas is very much anticipated by the arrival of the Christmas adverts. And this particular advert has been seen on YouTube over 6 million times. Why? What is it about the advert that we like? Everyone loves a good story. And that is exactly what Sainsbury's are offering. They're telling a story. All the ingredients of a good story are there. There is the Dickensian setting that's so popular at Christmas time. There is humour. Give him a fair trial. And of course, by the end of the story, our hero prevails despite his adversity. The ad itself begins with, like all great stories, this one starts at the beginning. It ends with, and that is a totally true story, followed by a knowing wink from Mrs. Sainsbury. Everyone loves a good story, and so we enjoy them being told. Now, I appreciate that there will be some here who don't care much for this particular story. I mean, who bites into a whole clementine without peeling it first? Who knows any kid that gets that excited about receiving a piece of fruit for Christmas? Do Sainsbury's really think the Shard and the London Eye were already built in 1869 and that London lies in the mountains? Others thought it would have been a nice touch to have seen the Fagin character at some point singing, "We're in the money." And still others missed last year's sensational plug boy. But even if you don't like this story, there are plenty of other stories we like to tell at Christmas. You know, whether it's the Christmas pantomime, such as Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty or Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Or whether it's a Christmas film like, I don't know, Home Alone, Elf, or The Polar Express. Or whether it's a classic, such as Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, Clement Moore's The Night Before Christmas, or Raymond Briggs' The Snowman. Everyone loves a good story and enjoys the telling of them. Telling stories is fun, but there are some stories that ought not to be told. And they are stories that misrepresent people. For example, in the advert, when the boy knelt down to pick up the clementine off the floor, he was doing so because it had fallen off the stall and he was returning it. But the story that everyone was telling about him was that he was a thief, and he was in fact stealing the fruit. Now, the idea of making up stories is not unfamiliar to us. It's one that many of us have tried. Ever since we were small, if we'd done something wrong, we might have told a story to get us out of trouble and possibly get somebody else into trouble. We all know that such storytelling is wrong. If we've ever been the one who has been misrepresented, we are the first to object. "It wasn't me," we protest. And if you're a parent, well, parents tell their children off for telling stories. "Have you been telling stories again?" The implication being, you shouldn't, so stop it. The problem with telling stories is that it destroys true relationship. In the case of the boy in the ad, rather than the shopkeeper thanking the boy for his good deed, he is banished from the city as a thief. More generally, when we tell stories that misrepresent people, we stop relating to people as they really are and instead treat them as we have made them to be. The price for making up stories about someone is that the person we make up is not real. The true person is hidden. Now, here's the thing. Whilst we all know that telling stories about one another is wrong, it's something that we're quite happy to do with God. A common way that we do it is that when we talk about God, we start with the words, "I like to think of God as," whether it's, "I like to think of God as a warm fuzziness," or "I like to think of God as being part of everything," or even, "I like to think of God as not existing." Now, it doesn't matter how we finish the sentence, "I like to think of God as," because the assumption has already been made. It is the assumption that it is for me to decide how I choose to think about God. It is for me to make up the story, to imagine what he is like, what he might have said, what he might not have said, what he might have done, what he might not have done. It's for me to tell the story. The problem with telling stories about God is just the same as telling stories about one another. Making up stories about God misrepresents him. The stories destroy true relationship, and we stop relating to God as he is, and instead treat him as we have made him. The price of making up stories about God is that the God we make up is not real. The true God is hidden. We don't like it when we're misrepresented, and that might indicate the kind of response we can expect from God. At this point, I want to read you a couple of sentences from the Bible. Now, they're taken from part of a speech that the Apostle Paul gave, and in them he's exploring the implications of the coming of Jesus. The text is printed in your service sheets if you'd like to follow, and he said this. "The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." Notice here the idea of ignorance. Here the ignorance is of a person, God. The people Paul spoke to thought about God in ways they should not think about God. And that ignorance is something that God will no longer overlook. It's the same idea that we've been considering tonight, making up stories about God that misrepresent him. And Paul says, now is not the time. Why? Well, the reason given is explained in terms of the coming judgment of the world. In the coming of Jesus comes the judgment of the world. That's because God has appointed him judge. This shouldn't come as a surprise. The reason that the advert is so endearing is because in the end, the boy prevails. I mean, we know the real reason the boy had the clementine in his hand, but all the characters want to believe he stole it. By the end, we, the viewer, discover the generosity of the boy, while the characters still remain unaware. The boy is misrepresented, and no one likes that. Yet God is regularly misrepresented, but he will not allow this to go on forever. There will be a day when he prevails. In view of this, God commands all people, everywhere, to repent. To repent is to turn from misrepresenting God to knowing God as he really is. And this call to repentance is universal. All people, everywhere. Whoever we are all in a relationship with God. But it is a relationship we have distorted by misrepresenting him. It's the basis for which God now commands all people everywhere to repent. Now, you might think that to repent would lead to a joyless and guilt-ridden life. But in the Bible, repentance is invariably accompanied by joy. Because the God we turn to is the God who shows us undeserved kindness. Through Jesus, God has made provision for the way we have misrepresented him, so that when we turn to him, he forgives us, and our relationship with him is restored. Well, the Sainsbury's advert we began with certainly does make us feel like Christmas is here. And as intended, it is a story that we enjoy being told. And whilst we all enjoy a good story, we've had the opportunity tonight to reflect on the idea that there are some stories that ought not to be told. In particular, stories that misrepresent God. Well, where do we go from here? Well, it may be that you've never really read the Bible, and your knowledge of it is only second-hand. And so you might like to do our course, The God Who Makes Himself Known. It's a course that explains what the Bible is about and gives you the opportunity to understand it for yourself. It's made up of 7 studies, and in each study we look at a section of the Bible and then consider some related questions. We're going to be running the course here in Victoria Hall on Thursday the 9th of January at 7:30 p.m. in the Dell room upstairs. And if you're interested in the course, then there are some cards on your table for you to complete and hand in on your way out. It may be that you have questions concerning whether the Bible is the place to know God and whether there even is a God. So you might like to read the book Reflection, Made to Be Like Him. The author of the book explores why it is that the God of the Bible is credible. He looks at 4 areas: love, suffering, justice, and science, and argues that we can only really explain these things because of who God is. You can pick up a copy at the back, and new this year, this book is available as an audiobook that can be downloaded free from the church website. And finally, you might like to join us one Sunday at Trinity Church. We meet every Sunday, 10:30, at the Midland Hotel. There are term cards available on the tables for you to take. And central to our meetings is the study of the Bible as we get to know God better and learn how to live as his people.